الرحيم. ہمارے حضرت والا عارف اللہ رومی وقت بریز دورہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمود اختر صاحب دام اللہ حفظہم کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. موضوع ہے پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے. پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہوں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے. عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. صحرا میں کبھی اور کبھی دامان کو ہمیں. صحرا میں کبھی کبھی دامان کو ہمیں. پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. ایک قلب شکستہ کے اور آہ و فغاں کے ساتھ. ایک قلب شکستہ کے اور آہ و فغاں کے ساتھ. میں چل رہا ہوں مشعل سنت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. روئے زمین پہ جو بھی ہے عہد وفا کے ساتھ. روئے زمین پہ جو بھی ہے عہد وفا کے ساتھ. وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ رحمت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. جو بے وفا کے نفس کا اپنے ہوا غلام. جو بے وفا کے نفس کا اپنے ہوا غلام. جیتا ہے سر پہ سینکڑوں لعنت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. اپنے تو کیا ہے غیر بھی کرتا ہے احترام. اپنے تو کیا ہے غیر بھی کرتا ہے احترام. چہرے پہ جو ہے داڑھی کی زینت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. ایک میر خستہ حال بھی اختر کے ساتھ ہے. ایک میر خستہ حال بھی اختر کے ساتھ ہے. گزرے ہے خوب عشق کی لذت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے. عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے، ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے، باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے، عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے، ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے، باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت والا ان کراچی is quite very serious. Please we all make dua that Allah grant full shifa and Allah grants the best in every way inshallah. This title of حضرت والا پھرتا ہو دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے، I move around, I travel around with the pain of love in my heart. As Hazrat Wala explains, this love of Allah Ta'ala, any true love is painful. That is, a person goes through a lot of pain because of that love. And in one place, Hazrat explains it so well, like if a thorn pricks you and you try and take out that thorn and it breaks and the half remains inside. Like this, the thorn of love prick the heart of the lover of Allah Ta'ala and the thorn is broken, it is inside. So all the time that pain is there, that love of Allah is there all the time. And that is a sign that a person has that love of Allah Ta'ala, which Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali has explained in these beautiful words, Nisbat usi ka naam hai, Nisbat usi ka naam hai, کہ ان کی گلی سے آپ نکلنے نہ پائے. What is this نسبت تعلق with Allah, that even if you want to forget Allah you can't forget Him. You are all the time, just all the time His favors, His mercy, His beauty, His perfection has bewildered you. Even if you want to forget Him you can't forget Him. So that is that pain which Hazrat says that it is in the heart of the lover of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever he's doing, wherever he's walking, eating, drinking, making namaz, all the time, that pain, that love of Allah is with him. And this is when a person, then he doesn't have to now make himself think of Allah. In fact, even if he doesn't want to think, he'll still think of Allah. And then you can imagine, when his normal life is like that, what will be his namazes, his duas, etc. پھر ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. Outwardly it appears that these lovers of Allah Ta'ala, that they are like حسرت, they are in a bad condition, like the people of dunya will see them, they've got no fun, no enjoyment. See how they are dressed, they don't go to entertainment places, to all shows, etc. They are all the time with their tasbih, with tilawat of Quran. So outwardly it looks that these people are like nothing, they are like beggars, they are like very humble people. Baatin magar hai daulat nisbat liye huye. But their inside is such that they are connected with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And the more a person gets this wealth, the more he hides himself. Like a person who has reached reality, the more rich he becomes, the more simple he shows himself. He doesn't show his riches. So that person is very safe. Maulana Asad Madani Rahmatullah Ali explained that in Madras, South India, there was a person extremely wealthy and beautiful house. But if you look at it from the outside, it looked like a stable. So no crooks even will ever think of going there, that it's like a stable. But inside, he had all his comfort, all his pleasure. So like that, really, a person stays who's got wealth. And when you start fleshing your money, then the crooks also are behind you, and the jealous people are also behind you. And the more you hide yourself, the more you have peace of mind also, the more you have ease. So those who have reached reality, they don't make a show of themselves. They hide themselves. Even in dini matters, if a person, the more he reaches higher, the more he hides himself. And a person who hasn't got anything, hardly then he makes a big show, his dressing, his outward things, even his amal outwardly he will show. But a person who has reached reality, he tries and hide it as much as possible. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to door hai. That Hazrat says, O Mir, we accept that the gardens of Jannat are far. We have to live our whole lives, the life of the Qabr, the day of Qiyamah, how long that will be. So how far? After that, inshaAllah, Allah will give us all the Muslims, Allah will give us Jannat, but it is far. It is on credit, it is delayed. Arif hai, dil mein khaliq Jannat liye huye. But the person who has recognized Allah Ta'ala, now already he has got not only Jannat, but the creator of Jannat in his heart. And Allah, when you have got the creator with you, the creator of Jannat, Jannat with all its pleasures, with all its beauty will be in your heart already. So all we have to do is try and get Allah in our heart. Sehrao mein kabhi daaman e koh mein. Sometimes, Hazrat says, I'm in the deserts. Sometimes at the foot of a mountain, phirta hu dil mein dard e muhabbat liye hue. Wherever I can be, it might look outwardly wherever I am, but inside I've got this love of Allah which is felt in the heart. A qalb shikasta ke aur aah fuga ke saath, a broken heart. And what is this broken heart? Not because of some love affair that broke up now or something, but that Allah has put the desire of sin in a person, and a person does not commit that sin, this causes the broken heart. Not to look at a woman, not to involve in any other type of guna, because of that, this broken heart, or aahu fuga ke saath, and crying to Allah Ta'ala, pleading to Him all the time, that a person doesn't know whether Allah is happy with you. The signs can be there, but nobody can be sure. So all the time pleading and crying to Allah Ta'ala. Main chal raha hoon mash'ale sunnat liye huye. I'm walking and I'm in the light of sunnat all the time. Sunnat is my guiding light. Ru'e zameen pe jo bhi hai ahd-e wafa ke saath. On the surface of the earth, any person who is loyal, ehde wafa, that is that alastu bi rabbikum, and we said bala, those who are faithful to that pledge of this, that oh Allah, you are our creator, you are our nourisher, we will only follow you, we will only obey your commands. At one time a young person came to Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, and he said, I'm plagued with sins, with the disease of sins. All the time I'm in sin, show me a way to come out. He said, no problem, I'll give you 5 prescriptions by which you will easily come out of sin. The first is, whenever you think of committing a sin, don't eat Allah's rozi. You want to eat Rahman's rozi, and then you want to please Shaitan. Just any person, not only a Muslim, a non-Muslim also will say, this is not right at all. That whose you are eating and you displease him. So don't eat Allah Ta'ala's rozi. Second, he told him, whenever you want to commit a sin, then don't commit it on the earth of Allah. Go out of Allah's earth. You are in his earth, you are eating somebody's food in his house, you are in his house, and you want to disobey him. This is the height of ingratitude, and this is not a human being, not even an animal does this. So don't commit it on the earth. Go out of the earth. Like, for example, in some aeroplanes they announce, if you have got children and they are not behaving, then tell them to go and play outside. So like that, if your nafs don't want to behave, tell it to go outside, out of Allah's earth. So you say, how can this happen? First he said that this rozi, that Allah's rozi, without everything is Allah's rozi. Where am I going to get some? You think for yourself that eating Allah's rozi and you want to disobey him? So he said the second, that how can I go out of the earth of Allah Ta'ala? He said, and think for yourself, you want to stay in Allah's house, in his earth, and you want to disobey him. Thirdly, he told him that if you want to stay on the earth and you want to disobey Allah, go to such a place where Allah does not see you. He said, how is that possible? Allah will see me everywhere. He said, and think for yourself, you want to commit a sin in front of Allah. Allah who is so kind, Allah who is so powerful, Allah who gave you everything, Allah who can make you blind, who can make you paralyzed, who can make you mad, in front of him, hide away at least. He said, that you can't do. He said, then think for yourself. Fourthly, he told him that when you want to commit a sin, then when Malakul Maut will come, ask him to give you little respite, so that you can at least make tawbah and you can correct your life. He said, where will he listen to me? He said, then think for yourself. Why you want to commit sin then? That if your Malakul Maut won't give you any respite, and he won't give you a chance to correct your life, to make tawbah, then why you want to commit sin? Then he told him, okay, tell me the next thing. The first thing he told him, that when the angel on the day of Qiyamah will be taking you to Jahannam, to throw you into the fire of Jahannam, then ask him to have mercy on you and spare you. He mustn't take you. Try and bribe him, try and talk him out of it, that he doesn't take you and put you into the jail of Jahannam. He said, oh, where the farishtas will listen? They'll never listen. He said, then think, if you want to commit a sin, that person, the five advisors were such that he made tawbah and he never committed a sin and engaged in Allah's ibadah his whole life. Really, these are such advisors. If we also just think of it, Allah will save us of sin. If we have little, if that desire is in us to give up sin, a person will give up all sin with these advisors. That where can a person get other rozi besides Allah? And how inhuman, how base is it of a person? We tell our children, we tell our wives, I feed you and you disobey me. Allah who gives us everything. And you tell your children, in my house you stay and you disobey me. And I won't allow this. In Allah's house we are staying. And in front of me, you disobey me in front of me. How can you do this? And for Malakul Maut, and the Farishta will take you to Jahannam. Just a little thought in this direction will be sufficient to save a person from sin. Wo har nafas hai saaya rahmat liye hue. And that person who is loyal to Allah, who does not disobey Allah, who doesn't eat his rozi and disobey him, live in his house and disobey him, that person who is loyal to Allah Ta'ala, every moment he's in the mercy of Allah. You won't only get saved from sin, but you'll bring yourself 100% in the shade of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Kya bewafa ke nafs ka apna hua ghulam, that person who is disloyal to Allah, and he became a slave of his nafs which is Allah declared the most high, the most knowledgeable, that the nafs is ammara bisu, it commands you to do evil all the time. And Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Kareem, He is Haleem, He is Sattar, He is Ghaffar, He is Wadud. And you don't obey Him, you're disloyal to Him, and you became loyal to your nafs, which is your enemy, which wants to throw you into Jahannam, and you became loyal to your nafs. Jeeta hai sar pe sankro laanat liye hue. That person is living a life with hundreds of curses of Allah upon him. In fact, the curses of the world, it comes in some hadith. Because then the animals also curse him. Because of his sins, then catastrophes come, droughts come, floods come, because of the sins of people. So these people are cursing him. Animals are cursing him. The earth, the sea, the sky, everything curses him. Because now Allah Ta'ala's azab comes. And everyone has to bear it also because of the sins of this person. So this is the condition of that person. Apne to kya hai, ghair bhi karta hai ihtiram. And not only your own people, but even other people respect you if you are true and you are loyal to Allah. Chehre pe jo hai dari ki zinat liye hue. a person who has got a beard, even other people respect you. Hazrat explains, in one bus, the bus was full, there was no place to sit. So there was one person, a young man, but with a beard, proper sunnat beard. And there was an old man who was clean shaven. So one young person stood up and gave the place to this young man. So the old man complained, "I'm so old, I'm weak, I'm old, I need to sit. You give the place to this young man." So he said, "You look like my son." He looks old and respectful. So everyone will respect you if you have the sunnat of the beard. Or in many places, non-Muslims get up and give you place that you have got. And if you've got a walking stick, even more. They think, "Poor man is so old and he's got a big beard, he's an old man." The people just get up for you and they give you place to sit. Ek meer khasta hal bhi akhtar ke saath hai. Meer, Meer sahab, is Hazrat says, he's also with me. And his outward condition also, no suit, tie, no glitter, glamour of this world, no all the fashion and all the things of this world. Guzre hai khob ishq lazzat liye huye. And when you have got your like company, then you enjoy everything. If a person who understands you, understands your feelings, your nature, then you enjoy with such a person. But a person whose mizaj is different, it's very hard. And where the mizaj is the same of both, there is great, great enjoyment. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. Last week we did the great wisdom which lies in the method of wudu. What great wisdom there is and what great benefits. Today, ghussa ki tabahi or jadid science. The great harms and destruction of anger, and what does modern science have to say about anger. Huzur Agar sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ka irshad hai ke raza ilahi ke liye ghussa ki goond ko pee jane se bhar kar koi dusra goond nahi. For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala to swallow your anger, there is nothing which Allah loves more than that drink. This is one drink which is haram, but to swallow it is faraz. And Allah loves that person who swallows the gulp of anger. That when you are really angry, and also this is that anger that who you can exercise your anger on. If it is somebody bigger than you, stronger than you, then you just keep quiet. But when it's somebody smaller than you, whether in rank or whether in size or in power, that is where a person then takes out all his anger and he shows his wrath and his anger on that person. But a person, for Allah's sake, who drinks that anger, this haram anger, there is no drink that Allah loves more than that. In another hadith, وہ آدمی طاقتور نہیں جو لوگوں کو دباتا ہے اور مغلوب کرتا ہو بلکہ وہ آدمی طاقتور ہے جو اپنے نفس کو دبا سکتا اور مغلوب کر سکتا ہے. That is not a strong and powerful person who overpowers others, whether it is in an argument, whether it is in a fight or anything. But a powerful person is he who controls his anger, who presses his anger down and controls his anger. That is a powerful person. A person who raises his voice, uses some vulgar words, and people keep quiet, that is no powerful person. That is an extremely weak person. And he's showing his weakness in this way. His inferiority position, complex, he's showing it by using the raising his voice, shouting, etc., using bad language. It is a clear sign that he's a very weak person. A powerful person, he controls himself. His words, in fact his composure, and a person who can still have a smile on his face, that person is extremely powerful. And this we are tested all the time, especially with the wife. At that time do we vent our anger, or we do remain composed? At that time with the children also, and with the wife especially, and she will be a test always. She will say such things, do such things, and your anger will just go into a rage and you become like a mad bull.
at that time to see who has got control over his anger. Huzur Ahdas sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ka irshad hai ke musalman agar tum mein se kisi ko gussa aaye to usko lazim hai ki wo khamosh ho jaye. When anger comes for you for because of your nafs, it is compulsory that you keep quiet, that you don't give vent to that anger. So anger is a terrible thing. These are some of the hadith of Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to this. Fried or ghussa. This person fried, mahir e nafsiyat, and a great experienced person of psychology. Ne ghussa ke zimn mein jo tahqeeq ke uska khulasa pesh kareen hai. There is a, from scientific research, this person fried what his research is on anger, what he says. Ghussa muashre ke in buri buraiyon mein se hai, jisse insaan ki shakhsi aur ta'amiri balandi ko zawal aata hai. Anger is that evil of society by which a person personally, it drops him down of his position, and his respect and honor is destroyed. His health is destroyed. Anger totally destroys a person. His image is tarnished in front of everyone. In that anger, in fact, it is worse than a person who drank alcohol. How person look down, how that drunk person carries on. When a person is angry like that, and usually also in the family, you showed your anger in front of your wife, your children, daughters, son, and you thought you made a great achievement. The minute you're not there, they imitate you. That he was carrying on like this, and he raised his voice and he's carrying on. They make a big fool out of you. You in your way, you're thinking, I'm very somebody. But you have dropped yourself, you have lost your image, you have lost your honor and your respect. Insan hamesha in halat se do char rehta hai, jiski wajah se uske aasab aur hawas khinche rehte hai. A person, this is dunya, unch neench, the roller coaster, ups and downs, come in life, you get cross also, those occasions going to come to every person where he can get cross, anger can overtake him, and then this is the direct effect on his nervous system, on his muscles, on his tendons, on his ligaments. This anger, it has an effect. When you anger, your veins swell up, you have frowns on your head, you perspire, you can't, your thinking is now not in order. This all naturally, it has an effect on a person. Uski yaaddaash bhi usse mutasir huye baghair nahi rehte. Even he, his memory is affected by it. A person in his anger, you will see, now somebody on whom he's not anger asks him for a key. He said, where I put it now? I don't know. But in that anger, he forgets himself. He forgets who he is also. He forgets basic things also, all in that anger. Ghussa dar asal hawas aur aasab ka tarjuman hai. And this anger is actually a demonstration, a manifestation, a translation of his senses, and his tendons, his ligaments, his system, nervous system. It is a translation, it's a demonstration of what is going on inside, and this is the expression of it. Like the tongue tells you what is in the heart of a person. Though you can lie also with your tongue, but normally the tongue tells you, your heart won't tell you. You'll say, in my heart I love you, I hate you from the bottom of my heart. What is in the heart, the tongue speaks. So anger, the whole nervous system, muscular system, it represents that what is going on in the inside is coming out. Aur is baat ko zahir karta hai ki is aadmi mein quwwat-e-bardasht kam aur quwwat-e-faisla mein ujlat hai. And this, it demonstrates that this person hasn't got control over his muscular system, nervous system, and he makes his decisions very quick. He became angry suddenly. He just saw something, he heard something, and there he's gone like a wild bull. That means he hasn't got control of himself. There is a clear proof that this person hasn't got control of himself. Hatta ke ye aadmi nadim aur pashimani ke halat se har waqt do-char rehta hai. This person, all the time, he is parishan. He is what is parishan? Ji? Restless, uneasy all the time. And he's never happy with himself. A person, even like you think of something, many people, whatever, how the husband is treating the wife. Husband is not there whole day, but she's thinking of it and getting cross with herself. The children are gone, she's alone in the house. But how she's getting cross and what she's thinking. He does this, he says this to me, I will tell him that, and what he thinks of me. You're making yourself restless. Forget that. Try and get Allah's love. Make Allah, read Durood Sharif. See how cool and comfortable you will be. Anyone else, you are angry with your neighbor or somebody in the family that this person done this, he did this, he is doing this, and you, your sleep is haram on you, your day's rest and your mental composure is destroyed, all because of this anger. You're doing nobody harm but yourself all the time. And if you look at yourself in the mirror a little bit, it will help you a lot also. When you are angry like that, if somebody just brings a mirror and puts it in front of you, that how you looking at this time, like that you are big Sufi and Buzurg and all smiling, but at this time when you are angry and you are swearing, if somebody videoing is haram, but if somebody videos it and shows you this is you, what will be his condition? Ghussa ghar gar hayat. The anger is a destruction of your life. It destroys your life. غصہ غار کرے حیا سے مسلمان کو حکم ہے کہ غصہ آ جائے اور کھڑے ہو تو بیٹھ جاؤ if you are standing sit بیٹھو بیٹھے ہو تو لے جاؤ if you are sitting lie down اور اگر پھر بھی ٹھنڈا نہ ہو تو پانی پی لو if your anger still doesn't subside then drink water this is all but at that time when you're angry if you haven't got تعلق with اہلاللہ these things you'll even swear this hadith. You'll even talk bad about this. What must I sit down for? What you telling me to sit down? What you telling me to drink water? If you got ta'alluq and you are listening to this regularly, then you will hopefully you will listen to it. Yoga ke mahirin ke mutabik karod, ghussa aur loj, lalach se jeevan shakti kuvat e hayat bhasam ho jati hai. According to the experts of yoga, they also totally against this. That anger and greed, these are the things that destroy your life completely. Bari bhuriya doodh pilati pilati, maao ko husse aur gham ki halat mein bachche ko apna doodh pilane se mana karti hai. Old woman in the family previously, where they should stop a woman breastfeeding her child when she's angry. That when you are angry, don't even breastfeed your child. کیونکہ اس سے بچے کی زندگی خطرے میں رہتی ہے. The life of the child is in danger if that little baby is drinking milk from the mother when the mother is in a state of anger. Duke University, امریکہ کے ایک سائنس ڈاکٹر ریڈ فوربی ویلیمز کے مطابق غصے اور بغض کینہ رکھنے والے افراد جلد مر جاتے ہیں. This person who is a top whoever there of this university, according to his research, people who have got anger and hatred, malice in their heart, these people die soon also. They die off early. The pressure they put on themselves, they die early also. Unke mutabik usse insani qalb ko wahi nuksan pahunchta hai jo tambaku noshi aur high blood pressure se pahunchta hai. According to him, by this anger, that harm is caused to a human being, which usually smoking causes, and high blood pressure causes, anger causes this harm to this person. American Heart Association ke janib se, science adibo ke seminar mein takrir karte hue, unhone bataya, one seminar on the heart, there was this association, which explained in that gathering of this, کہ بہت سے لوگ وقت سے پہلے محض بغض اور کینہ کی جذبات کی شدت کی وجہ سے چل بستے ہیں. That many people die early because of anger, بغض, enmity and کینہ, having jealousy, having malice in their heart, and the evil of that is such that they die early also. غصہ اور بغض قلبی دوروں کے اہم اسباب میں سے ہے میں ایک ہے. Anger and hatred, these are two things that have a great effect on the heart, and the condition of the heart depends a lot that how much a person has anger, hatred malice in his heart, and this is no doubt. Doctors have now agreed that physical conditions are governed by mental condition. Your sugar, your cholesterol levels, how your mental state of mind is. And they will have to admit, like here they are admitting, and your mental condition is governed by your spiritual condition. How, a lack of trust on Allah. And now when if you have a problem, you don't know who to turn to. If you have iman and tawakkul on Allah, no matter what problem, Allah is there for me. Allah will sort out my problems. This eases you. All these other conditions of hatred, jealousy, malice, anger, it has a direct effect on your health also. Isi tarah hirs or tamah mein mubtala, in the same way those people who are involved in greed, and they want more of dunya all the time, be a chain, or be a sabr, afraad, afraad bhi, had se ziyadah barhi hui tamanna, aur arzu ho, ke haato apni shamai zindagi ko gul kar lete hai. People who have got greed, and people who have, they are be a chain all the time. They not say, all the time we want more, how we can get more. And people who haven't got sabr, these people, and when these, and had se ziyada barhi hui tamannao, and a lot of hopes, I'll do this in life, I'll do that, over the limit. Hopes every person has got, certain, but they are under control, they are realistic hopes. But when you, there are many people, I just want to become a multi-millionaire, I must become the president of the country. Many people, they've got all funny desires, and youngsters, because of the TV, has made them mad people. And all these funny things they have. I must become the greatest soccer player in the world. I must become the greatest tennis player. All these things they have in their heart. And small children, I must become Tarzan. I must become Superman. And they try and do all these funny things. And then this destroys the person completely. This TV is not only the pictures and that picture. The whole, it destroys the very fabric of a person. It is the greatest enemy. But unfortunately, almost 100% of our houses got TV. Like that we act very pious, etc. But that TV is a total... And some child said, on a Friday, we have to go home, we have to watch TV. Friday, how can you watch? My mother doesn't allow me a whole week. Only Friday she allows me. This is how we have become. That now all school work, dunya's work is finished, but the great day of Juma we don't consider. We have lost our direction completely, and this is almost 100% our condition. Good people also, big screens are there in the bedroom or in some other room. They don't show it, or they put parda on it when somebody comes. You must also wear parda. But we are really destroying us and our children with this game stations and all playstations and all these things. And what evil, what psychology is being promoted through that PlayStation. But your children must have it. If we don't have it, they're going by the auntie's house, they're going by their neighbors. These things are destroying. Make muhabbat with our children. Make them feel wanted. And then show them the right things in life. They mustn't feel that's very boring. This is very boring here. This is a very common word now. Everything boring. And the filth and dirt, that is interesting. Otherwise deen, na'uzubillah, deen is boring. So those people with their own hands, they are putting off the light of their life. They are chopping their legs with their own choppers within their own hands, who have got this greed and hatred and who don't make it see large. And yet there are so many people who feel Islam is not necessary. But how many of us who come for Islam, but we got no idea what Islam is. We feel making our tahajjud, reading Quran is sufficient, making zikr, but this is all Islam. That we correct our lives, then see if Jannat is not in this world already. Then Jannat will come. But if we make our Islam, Jannat is here already. Unke bar khilaaf, opposite to these people, jo log apne aasab ko kaabu mein rakhte, who control the whole system. And this comes when your iman is made, that everything is from Allah. Somebody, one of our friends, many years ago, his anger was known in the house. His young boy was just now not yet having a license also, was still a young boy. He reversed the car and he bumped it, scratched it. He thought, finish, I'm dead today. But when the father's little tarbiyat was made, he was shocked that my father didn't swear me. He said, otherwise I was a dead man. There was no chance I could live. Because he knew his father. So when this is made, then what great goodness comes in a person.
Aur unke mizaj mein bardasht, shugustagi, kanaat aur sabr wo shukr ka maada hota hai.
When these qualities now you develop, and all it has to be done is not izala. The real the correction, islah, is not to remove your qualities of anger, hatred, etc. Just to direct them in the right direction. Don't become now angry because of your personal material things. Now you use your anger, the children don't make namaz, no problem. But they break one glass, very big problem. So direct it now, make your namaz, etc. And then also in control, your anger, show it also. You must have anger also. You have greed for akhirat, greed for sawab, not greed for dunya. So just turn the direction. And then the same qualities which are there, otherwise to take out anger from a person, to take out greed from, and we're not required to also, but just put it in the right direction. Hatred, have hatred for sin. Hate yourself, your nafs, but we, our ego, our pride, we pump it up, we make it bigger all the time. That is where you must turn your hatred. Not for people who told you the truth, who guided you, and they took out a fault of yours. Don't have hatred for those people. So have it in the right direction.
Sabr shukar ka maada hota hai, zindagi ke halaat ka muqabla behtar taur par karte hai.
And these people who have developed these qualities, when these conditions in life still going to come to them, they will have those occasions of getting angry, etc., but they will be able to control it, manage it in a very nice way. They won't have a problem in managing those conditions.
Mahirin ne ghusil aur asab zada bechain aur zarurat se zyada arzumand afraad ko zumra alif.
The experts, these are all now from scientific point of view, they have grouped those people who are angry like all the time, who have got no control of their nervous, they can't manage their muscles, their nerves, their ligaments, etc. And they are all the time perplexed, bechain, they haven't got peace of mind. And they've got too much of love of dunya, this hope, that hope, we'll do this, we'll do that also. They put them in one group, alif, A group. Or haleem, or sabir, or shakir logo ko, and people who are tolerant, people who make sabr, people who have got the quality of being appreciative and thankful, put them in B group. Main taqseem kiya, wo ab is natije par pahunche hai, then they studied the two groups, and they came to this conclusion, ke A group, those people who have got these bad qualities, taalluk rakhne wala afraad bil umum, amraaz qalb ke zad mein rehte hai. Mostly these people have got heart problems. If heart problem is not just what you eat and that, and also what we eat, it's not that this got cholesterol, now the minute you overeat, your body is a factory. The extra fat, the extra food, it converts into fat, it converts into cholesterol, it converts into harmful things. Even if you are eating good healthy food, but you eat more than what you have to eat, how much you need, the body takes it, the rest, it converts now into, even you're not having anything that got cholesterol, your cholesterol level will go up. You're not having anything that gives you sugar, but you are overeating, the body makes sugar all the time also. It's making salt also all the time. That is physically. And then mentally, when you have got these bad qualities, it has an effect on your heart also.
اور انہیں کولیسٹرل کی زیادتی سگریٹ نوشی اور بیش تنابی ہائی بلڈ پریشر ہی کی طرح دورہ قلب کا خطرہ لائق رہتا ہے.
Just like if you are a smoker, if you have got high blood pressure, all these things, you are eating all things that got lot of cholesterol in it, if you got these bad qualities, your anger, your greed, too much of love for dunya, all these things will also cause the same, just like eating beef, etc., or eating jinga. Jinga is filled with cholesterol. All these things, just like eating all those things which will increase your cholesterol, this anger of yours, etc., this also will have the same effect. So, how beautifully our deen has taught us how many hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should control our anger, we should not give vent to it, and effort is required for this also. This is also part of Islah. Islah is not only our ma'amulat, but that we control this also, and a person who has got this anger disease, the hadith of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at least he should write down 7-10 of them which are so beautiful and keep it like a wazifa. Read it regularly and remind himself that how terrible this disease of anger is, whether we are exercising it or, and also Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, many people try and justify themselves that our anger is for deen's sake. And then they become angry. How much genuinely is for deen's sake and how much is for your nafs sake? Just because to give vent now to your nafs, the desire, now you just give it the color of deen. It is because of deen and because they are not making namaz, they are not doing this. But if you see by the same token, how many other things you don't worry. It is more your nafs. So to decide that also is quite a task, whether you are doing it for your nafs or whether you are doing it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. In this kitab we were reading of the great wazifa of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. With further, Hazrat explains, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. When a person reads La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, on the farsh, on the arsh, Allah Ta'ala says, أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. What is the meaning? Ye ibarakus hadith میں یا تو جملہ مستعنفہ ہے یا جو اس کلمہ کی فضیلت میں اور جو کہے اس کی فضیلت میں وارد ہوا ہے. This is, Hazrat says in that it is either this sentence is a new sentence which Allah is saying, or it is explaining the virtue of that person who said لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. علامہ طیبی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے کہ یہ شرط محذوف کے جزا ہے. اللہ one great عالم سے this is the answer of a condition which is not mentioned. Which is that? A. إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدِ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ. When a person says these words, then Allah Ta'ala says, جب بندہ یہ کلمہ کہتا ہے, تعالی شانو فرماتے, أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. That when a person, and this is, when he says it with understanding and conviction, just like the great virtues of Bismillah, that for example, Qai Abdul Wahhab, or thriving, he eats nowadays food on his own for various reasons. But one person went from Chile, so he was a very special person, so he allowed him to come in. And on every morsel he reads Bismillah ar-Rahman. And he said, tell all to read Bismillah on every morsel. He said, on every time you read Bismillah, 70,000 sins are forgiven. And 70,000 sawabs are added. In one riwayat it comes, that for every letter of Bismillah, Bismillah has got 19 letters. For every letter you get 4,000 sawabs. 19 times 4, 72,000. You get so much sawabs. And the other riwayat, Allahu Akbar, so great the sawab. And in that riwayat it has come that the Sahaba was surprised and they asked what condition. So Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that conviction that Allah is Allah. That you understand who is Allah. He is Rahman. He is Rahim. And consciously. Conviction and consciously you say. Then the, so a person who says La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Understanding the meaning consciously and with conviction he says it. Like for example, conviction we feel that Ayatul Kursi will protect my house. But at the same time we ask the son, you paid your insurance payment, monthly payment. So you haven't got conviction on Ayatul Kursi. That side you are seeing that also are all the locks put on properly. You must fasten your camel, but your conviction is not there. So conviction and consciously, those are two great things, or condition for all these things to have effect. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi farmate ke hatta ala ye baat malaika se farmate. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah is saying this to the malaika, Aslama abdi واستسلم أي لملائكته معلما لهم بكمال قائلها to teach them that this person, look my banda, what conviction he has got and how consciously he is saying that Allah is taking over all my matters. Allah is looking after everything. Al-mutahalli bima'naha. And his beauty, he's got the jewelry of the meaning. The reality of it, his iman, is not just words he's saying, but the reality is there. Malaika ko is kalma ke kehne wale ka kamal bachane ke liye ke uska qail uske maane se aarasta hai yani anwar abdiyat aur tafweez aur tasleem se munawwar aur mukammal hai. That this banda who says this kalima just la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, when he is anwar abdiyat, he is a true slave of Allah. He knows I am useless, I am nothing at all. Allah alone is the doer. I am not a doer of anything whatsoever. Or tafweez or tasleem. And he has surrendered himself totally to Allah. Not that, I'll do this also. Read la hawla, read ma'atul kursi, do all my du'as also. But at the same time, checking whether all his other work is done, the contacts and all that also. No, full trust on this. This is then what Allah wants to... So in that way, a person should say this. In the next kitab was also another prescription of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, how a person must save himself from sin. فرمائے کہ مسلمان کو گناہ کرتے ہوئے خدا تعالی کا خوف ضرور ہوتا ہے. A person to the level of iman, Islam in his heart, even if he commits sin, he's got the fear of Allah. That I'm guilty, I'm doing the wrong thing. How much iman you got, so much you will be conscious. ہوتا ہے کہ اس سے اللہ تعالیٰ ناراض ہوں گے اور آخرت میں عذاب ہوگا. And he's worried also. And not only for his عذاب, a person who's got sharam, haya, if I'm caught out in my guna, what will happen to me? What will the people say? What will be my condition? یہ خیال ساری لذت کو مقدر کر دیتا ہے. This iman, Islam, whatever level it is, it spoils his enjoyment. Now he's not enjoying fully. He's got the fear also on him all the time. اسی وجہ سے مسلمان کو گناہ میں پوری لذت نہیں مل سکتی. Therefore, a person who is a Muslim can never enjoy guna fully. Though he gets involved, but he's feeling guilty also all the time. Whereas a person who hasn't got iman, he goes headlong and he doesn't care anything. احکر عرض کرتا ہے بالخصوص وہ مسلمان جو نیک صحبتوں میں رہتے ہیں اور اہل اللہ کے پاس آنا جانا رکھتے ہیں. حضرت says that person particularly who stays in good company and always going by Allah wala, more even if he temptation overtook him, he is more conscious all the time. ان کے مجالس میں ان کی روحانی باتیں سنتے ہیں اور کچھ اللہ اللہ کرنے کی توفیق بھی ہو جاتی ہے. This person listens to talks of deen, is making zikr also, جن کو اصطلاح میں سالکین سے تعبیر کیا جاتا ہے. Who are called سالکین, who want to walk the road to Allah. They come to majlis, they make zikr also. So they, even if they get involved in guna, they will be, and they'll make toba also much more quicker. Because they feel guilty. ایسے حضرات سے اگر کبھی گناہ ہو جاتا ہے تو ان کو بہت ہی بے چینی اور سخت پریشانی لاحق ہوتی ہے. These people sometimes bad misery you make, why any, but then they are worried about it and they feel guilty about it and they can't rest until they have made توبہ and cleanse themselves. اور اس کا راز یہ ہے, the secret of this whole thing is this, کہ جس گھر میں روشنی پہلے سے ہو پھر اندیرہ اچانک بجلی فیل ہونے سے ہو جائے تو گھر والے گھبرا جاتے ہیں. That to that house that they have got lights there. And now there was a power failure, lights are gone, everyone is parishan. Phone the department, cut lights back now. Why? Because they hate lights. Now their light is gone. Those who hate iman and by guna, now their nur is taken away. So they get worried. اور جس گھر میں پہلے ہی سے اندھیرہ ہو ان کو اندھیروں سے کیا گھبراہٹ ہوگی. And that house then shanty, they got no lights. So if the power failure, they don't even know there's a power failure. So those who haven't got iman, it doesn't mean to this guna making doesn't mean anything to them. Which comes in another hadith, a mu'min makes a guna, it is like a mountain has fallen on him. And a munafiq makes a guna, he looks like a Muslim. effort. He's just like a fly was sitting, he made the fly fly away. So there is also a measurement of one's iman. That sometimes if you do get involved, you then how guilty do you feel? And how much do you, or you just doesn't matter now. It was just one more guna. Wo ke misal chimgadar andhero se manush ho gaye. They are like bats who are used to the dark. It means nothing to them. Or roshni hi se nufur or dur ho chuke hai. And in fact a bat hates the light. So they also hate light. They don't like to come to such majlis to hear also this. They just want to carry on with their guna. These talks then for them are boring. And these are useless talks.
Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali farmate, Salik ke dil par hazar o gham toot parte hai.
A Salik wants to reach Allah and he makes a mistake. He becomes restless totally. Agar uske baad ek dil se ek khilaab, yani tinka bhi kam hota hai. Even when one little, like a toothpick, one little thorn gets less in his heart. What he reached, he worked for and he reached a level. Now little bit also becomes less. He becomes restless.
Aur jinka dil khuda ki ghaflat se veeran hai, unko kya mehsoos hoga?
And those whose hearts are totally empty of, there is no presence of Allah. Dekumat guna doesn't mean anything to them. So may Allah Ta'ala let us measure ourselves also. Every person does in this world, mistakes do happen. Then what is our condition? We can see by that what is the level, whether we are in nifaq, how much of nifaq or how much of iman in us. May Allah give us tawfiq. Those brothers want to become bayat, come forward. Who is it? Come forward.
Give me please.
I'm on it. Angrezi kuch kuch samajh lete hain ji baat ka. Ha, bayat is sunnat. Bayat ka hona sunnat hai, farz nahi hai. Farz jo hai apni islah. Aur jo aapne is ikhlas ke sath bayat hota hai, ikhlas apni islah ki fikr karega. اور یہ رسمی تبرک کے لیے ایسے نام کے لیے وہ نہیں, اپنی اصلاح کی فکر, وہ ہے بیعت. ورنہ رسمی تو ایسے ہی دھوکا ظاہری ہے, لیکن حقیقت یہ ہے کہ اللہ سے اپنی اصلاح کرانے کی. اور اصلاح کے لیے, اور یہ ایسا ہے جیسے کچھ بچے ہوتے ہیں, ابھی اردو سمجھتے ہیں, ہاں بچے ہوتے ہیں, اگر ماں باپ میں علیحدگی ہو گئی, خدا نخواستہ مر گئے, انتقال ہو گیا, اور کوئی ان کو ان کی پرورش کرنے والی, وہ بگڑتے ہیں اکثر, اور خصوصاً جوانی میں وہ ایسے ہو جاتے کسی کی بات سننے کو تیار نہیں, کہ ہم ہی صحیح جانتے, تم کیا جانتے ہو, تم ہمیں کیا کہتے ہو. تو ایسے ہی جس کے لیے, جس کا کوئی مربی نہیں, اس نے کوئی تعلق نہیں جوڑا, تو یہ بھی ایسے بگڑتا ہے. جس کو بزرگان دین فرماتے, جو اپنے آپ کو مستقل بھی ذات سمجھتا ہے کہ مجھے کسی کی ضرورت نہیں, وہ مستقل بد ذات ہوتا ہے. وہ اس سے اتنا نقصان پھیلتا ہے, جس کو جو حدیث شریف میں آیا, دو بھوکے بھیڑیے بکریوں کے ریور میں چھوڑ دیے جائے, وہ اتنا نقصان نہیں کریں گے جیسے آدمی جس کی اصلاح نہیں ہوئی. وہ لوگوں میں بہت فساد مچائے گا. اور اگر اصلاح ہو بھی گئی اور آدمی کو اجازت ملا, خلیفہ بھی بن گیا اور اس کے ہزاروں, دس ہزار, بیس ہزار مرید بھی ہو گئے, لیکن جہاں اپنی اصلاح سے بے فکر ہو گیا تو پھر وہ بھی فوراً گرتا ہے. تو اس کو بزرگ کہتے ہیں, ایسے آدمی وہ مصلح کیا رہے گا دوسروں کی اصلاح, خود صالح بھی نہیں رہے گا. تو آدمی کو ہر وقت اپنی اصلاح کی فکر ہونی چاہیے, تو آدمی پھر کچھ آگے بڑھتا ہے. اس کے لیے جب بیعت ہوتے ہیں, کچھ عمومی دوا جو بتائی جاتی, اسلامی شکل و صورت سر سے پاؤں تک ہمیشہ ہر جگہ رکھے, صبح سے شام تک قرآن شریف کی تلاوت کم سے کم تین چار صفحے, تاکہ سال بھر میں ایک ختم تو ہوئے, اور رمضان شریف میں کم سے کم ایک ختم ہوئے. اور سو مرتبہ لا الہ الا اللہ پہلی مرتبہ, اور ہر دس مرتبہ تقریباً پورا کلمہ محمد الرسول اللہ اور درود شریف بھی. اور یہ تصور کے ساتھ کہ لا الہ سے میں اپنی تمام غلط چیزیں, گندگیوں کو دل سے نکال کے پھینک رہا ہوں, اور اللہ سے صحیح چیز پاکیزی اپنے دل میں ڈالتا ہوں, یعنی دل کی صفائی اور اس میں پھر عطر کا لگانا. جو آدمی 100 مرتبہ ایسا کرے برابر روزانہ, کیسا اس کا دل اللہ صاف نہیں کریں گے, صاف اس کا دل صاف ہو جائے گا. اور 100 مرتبہ اللہ, پہلے اللہ کے بعد جل جلالہ کہنا بھی واجب ہے. تو وہ اس خیال سے کہ اللہ مجھے آپ سے محبت ہے, آپ مجھے بہت پیارے ہو, یا اللہ آپ میرے دل میں آ جائے, یا اللہ آپ بھی مجھ سے محبت کرے, تو کیسے آدمی 100 مرتبہ اللہ سے کہتا ہے اللہ اس سے محبت نہیں کریں گے. اور اللہ کی محبت ملی ہر چیز مل گئی ہے. تو یہ ہے. اور پھر جو ہے تعلق رکھے, اور جس تعلق میں اپنے حالات کو بتاتے رہیں, یہ تو سب کے لیے یہ ہے. پھر اپنے ہر ایک کے الگ الگ حالات کے مطابق ان کو الگ پھر اور بھی بتایا جاتا ہے تاکہ وہ آگے بھی بڑھے. جو کبھی اپنے حالات بتاتے ہی نہیں, کوئی ایسے تعلق رکھتے نہیں, تو وہ جہاں ہے وہی رہتے ہیں. جو تعلق رکھے اپنے حالات بتائے اور ان کو اور بھی چیزیں دی جاتی ہے, پھر وہ اور بھی ترقی کرتے ہیں. ہاتھ دیجئے, ایک ہاتھ. میں خود بہ عربی میں پڑھوں گا اور اس کے بعد جو میں کہوں گا اس کو دہرائیں انشاءاللہ. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله, يد الله فوق أيديهم, فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه, ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام, المرء مع من أحب. کہو یا اللہ, توبہ کی میں نے کفر سے, شرک سے, نفاق سے, بدعات سے, تمام گناہوں سے, چھوٹے ہوں یا بڑے, خصوصاً دنیا کی محبت کا گناہ سے اور آخرت سے غفلت کا گناہ سے, من چاہی زندگی گزارنے کا گناہ سے, اور اللہ جل جلالہ کے احکامات اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں سے غفلت کا گناہ سے اور تکبر کا گناہ سے, یا اللہ وعدہ کرتا ہوں جب تک کہ زندگی ہے جتنا مجھ سے ہو سکے 5 وقت کی نماز جماعت کے ساتھ مسجد میں سنت کے مطابق پڑھتا رہوں گا, رمضان شریف کے روزے رکھوں گا, زکات فرض ہوگی زکات ادا کروں گا, حج فرض ہوگا حج کروں گا, ہما وقت اپنی اصلاح کی فکر کرتا رہوں گا. یا اللہ, داخل ہوتا ہوں میں سلسلہ چشتیہ میں اور سلسلہ نقشبندیہ میں اور سلسلہ قادریہ میں اور سلسلہ سہروردیہ میں، یا اللہ چاروں سلسلوں کے تمام بزرگوں کی برکت سے میری توبہ اور بیعت کو قبول فرما، جب تک کہ زندگی رہے اسلامی ایمانی زندگی نصیب فرمانا، حسن خاتمہ ایمان کامل کلمہ شہادت پر عافیت عزت راحت سلامتی کے ساتھ نصیب فرمانا، کل قیامت کو اور ہمیشہ جنت میں سب بزرگوں کا ساتھ نصیب فرمانا، قبول فرمائے انشاءاللہ، اور جو چیزیں بتائیں اس کی پابندی کرے اور تعلق رکھے، جو آدمی تعلق رکھتا ہے معمولات کی پابندی اور تعلق رکھتا ہے بڑی ترقی ہوتی ہے، اور جو بیٹھ جاتے بیٹھ گیا، جو آگے چلتا ہے وہ آگے چلتا ہے. نائم علی احمد مختصر کرا دیں ذکر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجایا بھگل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئی نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا، یار رہو مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہو، ہر دم ذکروں فکر میں تیرے مست رہو، سرشار رہو، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ اللہ ایچے شیری نستنا شیر شکر میشہ ود جانم تمام،
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. يا رحمن الله يا رحيم الله يا كريم الله، forgive our sins. O Allah, we are drowning in sins. Forgive all the sins we commit during the day, during the night. O Allah, forgive all our sins from the time we were baligh right up to this day. Forgive each and every sin of ours. O Allah, make us min qadr of our Shaykh lahum barakatuhum. O Allah, grant us true muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true muhabbat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make us min qadr of the majalis of our Hazrat Dama barakatuhum. O Allah, accept the khidmat of our Hazrat Dama barakatuhum. O Allah, wa ta'ala Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhras Sahab Dama barakatuhum. Grant him shifai ajila, kamila, mustamira. O Allah, you accept our tawbah. O Allah, you forgive us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين.